Welcome to the Medicine Human Podcast, where we grow, hydrate, purify, and heal ourselves on all levels through compassionate and conscious conversations as we together ride this wave of humanity awakening. I am Ivy Rose, and I share these medicinal, cozy conversations from the perspective of a medicine woman, colon hydrotherapist, and living medical-grade water steward. I wish to help you become the medicine that you seek in your body and life, and that you will leave each of these episodes differently than you came. So let us sow the seeds of our inner and outer transformation together as we anchor and flow into our highest timeline. And so it is. Aho. Hello again, dear soul friends and soul family, and welcome to episode 93 of the Medicine Human Podcast. So, dear friends, I welcome you back. Thank you for joining me again in another conscious conversation to assist us in our own self-healing, our own evolution, and our own awakening. And thank you for coming back after I took a decently long hiatus from this show, as so much personal evolution and business evolution was happening behind the scenes. So welcome back to another episode. Thank you so much for being here again with me. Let's start by taking a deep breath. Happy day to you, whatever day it is. I hope you're drinking water. If you don't have any water and haven't been drinking any water, go grab some water. And during this episode, let's hydrate ourselves well. Let's hydrate ourselves well, like it's homework and it's a chore, because truly, truly, your hydration allows you to be a great conduit of electricity and energy and everything that you are here to do as an eternal soul in this temporary human body. So I am hoping that you are well. I'm hoping that your family is well, that all of those that you love and that you care about are well, and that your animals are well, and your land and your plants and everything. I wish for you that it is coming into perfect recalibration in perfect timing. And if you need any support or help, my favorite thing is helping people, and that's why I'm a professional helper. So most all issues that people have, mind, body, soul, spirit, belly, poop, all of it, I am here as a sister in light to help you guide yourself to your own remedy, rebalancing, recalibration, and like internal rehabilitation. Because again, those are the days that we are in. So welcome again, everybody. If you wanted to check back into our last episode, episode 92, that was a solo episode just with me, because this is now a one woman show again. And I'm super happy about that. We're going to have great, great interviews. Really great interviews coming up. But the last episode, number 92, it was a great little conversation on all of these changes these days and how we are all being encouraged and prompted and demanded in many ways that we change in ourselves and keep evolving ourselves in all of the ways, because that's what this human game is really about, it turns out. It seems. And the more that we do this inner work, the more that the outside reality can continually transform as well. You know, we are the beacons, like the electrical nodes on this planet that are anchoring more energy, more information, higher frequencies. So truly us caring for ourselves, us balancing ourselves, us taking care of the body, which is a multidimensional light projector, the body, which is multidimensional, right? A body is not just your flesh. It is your personality, your energy, your emotions, your thoughts, your soul, your spirit, right? All of it. So our self-care, which is why I talk about self-care and cleansing and everything so much as I say it for physical reasons, for holistic reasons, for medical reasons, really first and foremost, I'm saying it for soulful reasons, because you are always soul. And this part of you is wonderfully, magnificently temporary, as uncomfortable as that pill is to swallow in some ways. So anyways, welcome back. The last episode was a great little supportive, encouraging chat, maybe a soft, loving kick in the butt. And that conversation exists because it's a lot of what I'm working through right now. It's a lot of what I'm experiencing. And if I'm experiencing it, likely you are experiencing some form of it in a wonderful way that's unique to you, right? Because again, as different as all of our lives are with, you know, our different stories, our different situations, our different circumstances, again, we always have these common themes of ways in which we grow and that journey of self-mastery. So lots of encouragement there. And yeah, I hope you guys are all well. Thank you for joining me in another episode. What this episode is, this is our official welcome back to the podcast. This is what's new, what's going on, what has happened, what's happening going forward. I'll try to keep this succinct because I'm on a little bit of a recording timeline at the moment. It's a Monday today and my Mondays are very, very full with meetings and trainings every Monday. And I want to make Monday matter and get as much done as I can and set this week off wonderfully right. And may I encourage you to utilize your Mondays thoroughly well. And, you know, maybe do something similar, whatever that means for you. Okay, so today's episode, let's talk about business updates, and I'm going to give you some personal updates for me as a person as well. And let me just look forward. Oh yeah, and the next episode that we're doing, guys, is another solo episode with me, and I will be talking about healing the body. We're going to be talking about healing the body. A lot of my previous health episodes have been like so far back in this podcast, like some of them are even a couple years back. And I definitely encourage you to go back and listen to those because, oh my goodness, there is so much goodness in them. And even if you've listened before, please go listen to some of them again, because even when I re-listen to them, I'm like, oh, I forgot about that. Oh yeah, this, like I retrain myself kind of when I go back and listen to them. So, and honestly, like looking back, I'm so thankful that I made that content as I did and when I did. And let this please be encouragement for you to do the thing, to make the things that you are supposed to make, because one day you're going to be so happy that you did. Okay. So make the things that you need to make. But you know, I don't think that I could record those episodes like I did again, you know, because I'm at a different place in my practitionership, different place in business, doing different things now. I'm so happy that those resources exist. So please utilize them. And anybody that you know with physical problems and bowel issues, which let me remind you is a lot of the people that you know, send them the podcast or send them information and ways that I can support them, because everybody has healing to do. And unfortunately, most medical practitioners and even a lot of holistic alternative practitioners will lead you astray because there's blind spots. There's blind spots when it comes to the digestive tract. There's blind spots when it comes to there's pounds of shit putrefying in most everybody all the time. The blind spots of yeast overgrowths and parasitic infestations, which unfortunately are, it's what is real for most all of us. And I've been seeing what comes out of people's buttholes for 12 years. So I get to say this because I actually get to see it. Whereas most people don't have that opportunity. So next episode we do, we're going to talk about a whole bunch of, we're just going to talk really good stuff to help you in your body, feel better in your body, be better in your body, feel at home and happy and healthy and balanced and vital and exuberant in your body. Okay. Because having a body that doesn't cause you issues, that doesn't slow you down, that allows you to be adaptable and resilient and clear, that's a gift. It's holy work to get there, but it is such a gift. Okay. So today let's talk about some business updates first. Okay. So in the last episode, I talked about how this is no longer the Sovereign Soul Podcast. Is that what it was first called? The Sovereign Soul Radio. It was first called Sovereign Soul Radio or the Sovereign Souls Podcast. And then it moved to, I can't even remember. Actually, it might have actually started off as the Soul Belly Podcast. Oh, okay. And then so Kimberly came into my realm about 2 years ago. And so we started doing the podcast from episode 50 onwards together. And so we had, you know, we had some good months collaborating in business. And about 11 months ago, a year ago, right around Easter, because, you know, like to me, astrologically and energetically and historically, Easter is such a big place of change and transition. weird thing, both of the miscarriages that I've had in the last 11 years, both happened on Easter Monday, which is very, very interesting. Like big things, so many big things in my past that happened always at Easter. So anyways, Kimberly and I parted ways, and I'm, you know, very at peace with all of the changes and growth that have ensued since because of our decision to really walk our own paths, which is so important. So over this last year, what has come through, what has become very clear to see is that I became a holistic minister practitioner, like literally a reverend, for a much bigger reason than to be able to hold sacred space legally while protecting the healing arts, such as colon hydrotherapy. And, you know, a big part of my motivation years ago, now during COVID, when I became a holistic minister, was so that I could legally issue real religious exemptions for the jab through pastoral counseling. So that was something that really initiated me into this realm of, okay, I have my own ministry. What is this? What does this mean? And so, you know, that took financial obligations to do this, you know, all the legal paperwork. It took me actually training as a holistic minister practitioner. And I am a collaborative congregation of life-wing ministries. So I'm like a sub ministry within a much larger holistic ministry. And actually this ministry, one of the men in it, he's known as the vitamin lawyer, and he has been one of the main lawyers in America, actually protecting our natural supplements and the holistic practices for like decades now. He's won so many legal battles. So that's like a man that has greatly influenced this congregation and everything that they do. They help a lot of people with obviously a lot of things, but including the legalities around religious exemptions for vaccines. You know, we actually have like a specific legal number that allows us to issue religious exemptions that hold up in court. So it's been a really, really interesting journey of learning. Yeah, it's been a very, very interesting journey of learning. So guys, I have become a reverend, which means that, you know, I can do all of the reverend services. I live in my parsonage. You know, my business is a part of my holistic ministry. My business is the holistic ministry. And it has been a really, really beautiful journey deep into myself to start recognizing why I am in this position and what this has postured me to do socially, collaboratively, and in service to the whole. You know, me becoming a minister a few years back, really, it puts me in a position where I can really help, but also where I'm very, very obligated to help, of course. You know, however, recognizing this obligation, this sacred duty, this privilege, this reverence for this work is... it is really, really beautiful. So now I'm witnessing that me having this Medicine Human ministry and this podcast, you know, is just, it's one wonderful part of it. But me having this ministry, I am here to facilitate. I see myself as an administrator, like ministry, administer, you know, administration is ministering. I see myself here as an administrator and a project manager for God. Again, when I use the word God, use whatever word feels good in your heart and in your bones and in your mind. You know, let's always all be mature and all just understand, you know, the message that we are relaying between us. Okay. So, yeah, this has just been a really interesting journey. And now I'm understanding like this innate, joyful desire to help people, but help people in a lot of different ways. You know, like I'm very multi-passionated. I see this as a very, very large benefit though. The way that my mind works and the way that my heart works, I love helping people in different situations, in different scenarios, and with different means. So, you know, whether somebody is needing deep work in the body in colon hydrotherapy, or it's holistic coaching online, or it's creating programs, or it's doing this podcast, or it's making sacred music and ancestor songs down at the river, or it's designing somebody to have a sacred website portal for their own holistic business, something that is going to serve them so well. There's just so many different things that I'm really passionate about doing and really love doing. So it's just been a great journey in my silence and in my sabbatical from doing this podcast to really see what I'm doing and why I'm doing it and what this long trajectory into the future is and what is being built right now through me. You know, this is not the Ivy Show. This is nothing that is religious. You know, this is nothing that is religious whatsoever. This is about doing God's holy work. This is about being a soul in a human vessel saying, what did I come here for? I wish to do just that. You know, my biggest, should I share this? Sure, I'll share this. My largest prayer for months now has been, God, may I be a vessel of your work and your work alone. Again and again, may I be a vessel of your work and your work alone. May I be a vessel of your work and your work alone. And every time, please set aside my own bias, set aside my own human thoughts and reasoning, you know, to God, allow me to hear with your ears, to see with your eyes, to speak with your voice, to feel and to know with your heart. May I do the most holy and sacred work that I am capable of doing and allow myself to keep removing myself again and again from it so that I can just be a pure, clean vessel doing what my soul and God, which, I mean, right? Are they not all the same thing? I don't know. But I came here for a reason. I'm here for a reason. I'm embodied for a reason. So I let my personality get out of the room and I just be the vessel now. I'm learning. What am I trying to say? I've learned inside what this communication is, what to listen for, and how to trust it, how to trust what it feels like in my body, how to trust what it feels like in my heart, and how to trust what it feels like in my mind, and simultaneously being able to recognize when the communication doesn't feel organic, when it feels like there's energy impeding. You know, it's been learning very strong discernment. And it's been a marvelous, marvelous journey. And I want to share these inner thoughts and feelings of my own because, right, in some way, what I'm going through is applicable to at least some of you, right, in some way or another. So this is the internal growth that I have been going through becoming a ministry. And so the ministry was previously named Inspired Sovereignty Ministries when Kimberly and I were in collaboration. And now I have legally changed the business name, my ministry name, that this is the Medicine Human Ministry. This is a holistic ministry. And you know what? Let me read you what our guiding principles are so that you can just really feel where I'm coming from. Because again, guys, I'm not religious, never religious, wasn't raised religious, never going to join any religion. You know, this is truly just soul in God for me, free of anything more, free of anything inverted, free of anything inorganic, free of anything artificial. You know, what I am aligned to is the cosmic sovereign law of one. What I'm aligned with is natural law and universal law, because it is my understanding and belief that us being in divine alignment with natural law is what we are meant to do as souls and human bodies on this planet. Okay, so with the main congregation that I am holistically a part of, the truth is our guiding beacon. Okay, so what they share, and this is, you know, the intentions for all of our ministries that are within this collaborative congregation, is that our individual missions, grounded on the background from which each comes, with our personal history, heritage, cultural belief systems, and more, is dedicated in gratitude, unending, and complete towards the source of all, filling our hearts, minds, and souls with profound and reverent thanks. We respect each communicant's quest for fulfillment through harmonious and resonant frequency, actualized honest intentionality, loving consciousness, and truth. Therefore, we embrace the melding of physical and metaphysical stewardship of this earth. In gratitude to the source of all, we believe that whatever we choose, our choices should be those that are beneficial to life on earth and motivated by loving kindness. Therefore, we embrace the melding of physical and metaphysical stewardship of this earth. Our beliefs are simple. Being harmless and respecting informed consent, we stay conscious of what is best for ourselves, all loved ones, all species, and this blessed planet, Mother Earth. Communicating our beliefs through expressive association. So I'm sure you guys hear me in all of that, right? And I'm sure that you can hear how this path has aligned for me. And also, hello, I'm a ministry open for people to come and join me in these sacred missions. A lot about what this ministry is for me is, a lot of it is about the people who are aligned with me. Or not with me, but with this energy and this consciousness that moves through me for reasons, for people who are aligned and who have this, you know, the seeds of philanthropy in their hearts. For those who are called, I am here to help make that happen. In human design, I'm a generator, and a big part of what really lights me up is helping others actually actualize their visions of helping others. Because again, my belief as a human is that we are all here to help one another, and that we all have our own unique ways that we are gifted to be able to make a difference in others' lives, whoever that is, or again, any sentience on this planet. I believe that all of us are here to do that work. And when we have energetic imbalances in us, that can look like anything. I think that often that's a result of us not doing what we are here to do. So interpret that in whatever way is really good for you. This is a lot of what I've recognized, that I'm going to be a very active holistic ministry on missions. Okay. So my first mission, can I tell you about it? I'm so excited. My first mission is with an orphanage in Uganda. And let me quick side story this. Do you guys remember a really, really, really long time ago, that episode of South Park where like they had the World Vision Charity or like whatever it was, and they displayed how corrupt the big business charity stuff is? Do you guys remember that one? I remember that South Park episode like really, really stuck with me. And since then, like, I never ever wanted to give to any charities or anything, because I'm like, most of these systems are not trustworthy. Most of these systems are corrupt and inverted. And what are you going to do with my money? Because I doubt you're going to put it where it needs to be. Months ago, like end of 2022, Chris O'Brien in our water community, in our Living Water, Wake Water Co. community, he mentioned something of like, you know, if you want to help somebody, you know, the internet these days, you just go find them. You just go find who you want to help and you just help them. I mean, he said, no, he was like, you know, if we're selling water machines, you can sell to whoever you want. But how I interpret that is, oh my God, it was like, that gave me permission to help whoever I want. And I had already realized that I had been interacting with this very, very, very poor orphanage in Uganda. And then it dawned on me of like, oh my goodness, if I have this vision of being able to help them, of course I can help them. Like that recognition that you don't have to have third parties. You don't have to have middlemen to be able to help people. You can like literally just go and help people. Because technology these days. And then when I recognize that for this orphanage, how few resources they actually have, And then you look at us over here in the Western world where we have all of these resources, but not even just our physical resources and our technological resources, but like the resources of our mind where we're just really good problem solvers because we know what's available. We know what we can put together. We know that we can just make some shit happen if we really want to. So when I recognize that, holy moly, I could benefit these people. All these little children that, like, of course they need help. They're dealing with malaria. There's barely food. There isn't running water. There isn't electricity, you know, sleeping on a dirt floor, like all of these things. I realize, like, we have it so good here in North America. And do we forget that? And then also, do we forget that you with a simple idea or me with a simple idea can really absolutely make a tremendous difference, like life and death type of difference in other people's lives, in other places in this world or locally, you know, like everybody needs help. So where's your passion? What are you interested in? You know, I want to ask you. And if you're like, hey, I'm passionate about this, but I don't know how I could benefit them, I have a whole system now that doesn't cost money, but ends in tremendous long-term benefit. So maybe I'll do an episode one day on this, but if you're feeling me and if you're curious and you know a local people or organizations or far away people or organizations that are truly integral and truly in need of help, come talk to me. Okay. Let's talk about it for sure. So anyways, this holistic ministry, Medicine Human, is here with me. We are one and the same. This is going to be here for as long as I'm here. And I hope that that's a long time. The vision and plans and what has been shown to me through me is big and it's going to take a long time. So that being said, I'm also calling in whoever is in resonance, because not only am I here to support these philanthropy missions, and oh my God, I'll talk so much more about this when it's ready to be talked about more, okay? But I'm here to support you all. So that being said, if anybody actually wants to be a communicant of the Medicine Human Ministry, the Medicine Human Holistic Ministry, you can please email me. I'm happy to invite you in, and I'm here for you in sacred service as a problem solver and remedy supplier and sacred guidance for whatever can use remedy, balance, loving, and healing in your life and body, okay? So the current offerings of Medicine Human Ministry website is up, medicinehuman.com. However, it's still being built. It's going to be a really great hub and portal for your own like a la carte healing, if you will. So many different services are offered by this ministry. I'm very much a one-woman show, but I'm not quite a one-woman show. I do have some very incredible humans that are supporting me, that are in collaboration with my ministry, and I'm calling in more people in support, okay? But what this ministry is right now is we've got our online portal where you can read and learn a lot. There's a huge health section, cleansing section. And right now I'm actually building out the living water, electrolyzed, reduced water section. So the website, of course, you are going to be able to educate yourself on living water, see so many resources. I'm like putting the research in there because this water's been researched for over 100 years, guys, because it works. It works medically, holy moly. But you can purchase machines through me that you can only buy them through a distributor. I am a global distributor. And when you actually purchase through me, you get so much of my goodness because you're my water family. You're in my inner team for life when you purchase through me. Okay. And also for everybody that purchases their machine through me, I am gifting them my Frenema cleansing program that is in the works and being made right now. Finally, I've been telling you guys about this for years, but this version of me had to be the person who's creating it. So that's why it's being created now. Okay. But water machines, the medical grade water machines, of course, you can buy these through me and we can initiate that process through the website. You can reach all of this in the show notes. Okay. We are also going to have a medicine bazaar in the website. We're going to have conscious merch, like some great stuff, fun stuff. Also, I've got a skincare line that I've been developing over the last year. It is called Only. It is only what you need and nothing that you don't. It is organic, minimalist skincare for the healing human. And it's also really good for your puppies too. So I've got a full product line that's coming out. And that's one of the big reasons why I am at such a place of healing right now, is because even all of the sensitive skincare and everything, the stuff that's for sensitive skin, for damaged skin, there's too many ingredients, and they always put in ingredients that will still screw up sensitive skin. So it's like the people who are making these products generally don't know what sensitive skin is, because they're putting too much stuff in there. Like, my skin couldn't tolerate anything. So I created this product line, and oh my goodness, it works so good. That is just, guys, I'm so busy doing stuff that I just haven't been able to take my photos of it and actually upload it into the website, but I'm working on that. But for everybody that's having like the topical steroid withdrawal, eczema, rashes, dermatitis, it also, one of the products in my skincare line also acts as a sunscreen. So if you're having skin issues, hit me up, let me send you a sample, or, let me just help you out. Okay. So, what else is on the website? Got all of my services. Okay. So we've got online services. We've got in-person services. In person right now, I am doing plasma pen fibroblast. Oh my goodness. This is such a crazy, incredible European technique. It uses plasma. So as in plasma, the fourth phase of water, which is in the air, using electricity into your skin. This process basically completely rehabilitates the skin tissue that we, like the treatment area that we do. It shrinks skin, it tightens skin, and it fortifies the skin inside via huge regrowth of elastin and collagen, which typically by time you're in your 30s, those just get depleted and depleted and depleted over time. So this is like a scar removal, wrinkle removal, tissue tightening. Like, it's very much a cosmetic, or like a, not a cosmetic, but like a beauty procedure. However, it's completely natural. Just we sublimate the tissue, which means like an amazing shrinkage of tissue, which is crazy. And then it stimulates deep healing within your skin. So it's just incredible. It's just incredible. That is another reason why my face and my body is finally doing so good, is because not only is this like a beauty anti-aging technique, it is something that rehabilitates damaged skin. So I will do a whole podcast episode one day on that. I've been learning about this therapy for 4 years. I trained in it a year ago. I needed to wait until I was at a place where my skin was strong enough that I could see what this would do. You know, because before I ever give anything or do anything to anybody's body, I have to master that process for myself in my own body so that I can learn the ups and downs and all arounds of whatever process, you know. Anyways, so that's really cool. So I'm offering that in person. I am offering colon hydrotherapy on a very reduced basis right now. So if you want to come for colonics with me, I really, really want you to prep. I want you to put in the work. I want to take you far with it. Like, well, what do I want to say there? I really want to help you have great first experiences. And then I also want to teach you how to do enemas at home so that you are not reliant on me, so that you can really take care of yourself far into the future all on your own, and teach your family how to do this and everything. But warm, purified water up your butt. And oh my goodness, if you can be using living water, Kangen water, that is what you want to do. Oh my goodness. But yeah. So anyways, doing colonics. I'm also doing food testing. So food testing for sensitivities, food testing for intolerances. This can also be for supplements, for products, like anything that goes into or onto your body. I'm doing sensitivity and intolerance testing for those things via applied kinesiology, or also known as muscle testing. Okay. So that will be available. I am just actually setting up all of my samples so that I can get that going, because I've got like a list of people on a waiting list for it. Okay. And that is a really amazing therapy. If you're having any troubles with healing, if you're having any inflammatory or autoimmune or allergenic situations going on in your body, or even just like imbalance and lethargy and fatigue and any type of issue, muscle testing is very, 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 very important, because we can get direct communication from your body of what your body wants and what your body doesn't want, free of my opinion and free of your opinion, which means that we're just actually getting body feedback, body communication, and that is way more valuable than like anything. Okay. So those are the things that I am doing in person. Also, for people that are local to me, I am sharing medical grade living water. Okay. I am sharing it for free because the best, like, I mean, come on guys, healing water should be free. That should be an absolute soulful birthright. So yeah. Okay. And so if you want to try the living water and feel what that feels like in your body, because yeah, you experiencing it is better than anything I can even say. Because when you drink it, your internal wisdom of your body will tell you what you need to know. Okay. Okay. And so online, I am offering detox and healing support calls. So this is for the Wake Water family, the whole, like the water family, people that buy their water machines directly from me. Everybody gets ridiculous prices with me when you are in my water family, which means you buy your water machine from me. And even again, anybody that's in the community gets very, very deep discounts with me. But my water team was like, you basically have my help for nearly free, when you buy your machine directly from me. Okay. But otherwise, if you're not wanting to be in the water community, whatever, whatever, you can still have my help and support. Okay. With detox and healing support calls, or I actually have like packages as well. You know, if you're like, hey, I really need your help for 3 months, Ivy, I got a situation, I got to turn around, or hey, I want your help for 6 months, or, you know, whatever works for you, whatever support you actually need to do that inner healing, to be the version of you that you came here to be, that it is time to now be. Okay. And remember that, you know, we all start where we start. It's all sacred. It's all in perfect timing. It's okay if right now you feel like shit. It is okay, because having a really shitty starting point, it makes the transformation story that much better. Okay. Whenever, like when people come to me and they're like, oh, but it's so bad right now. I feel so down. I feel so low. This is horrible. I should be starting at a place that's better than this, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's okay. It's okay. Where you are right now is perfect. And even if you're in a place of huge imbalance and huge discomfort and huge even pessimism about it, I just want to like give you a big hug and then give you a big high five, tell you to go drink a jar of water, because water's more fun out of jars. And that to really lovingly like hold your hand and say, starting at a really low, low is so beautiful. It is so beautiful, because your transformation, and when you look back, you will say, I'm so glad that I started when I did. I'm so thankful for how shitty that was, because I learned how to walk myself out of the dark. I learned how to dig myself out of such a painful, uncomfortable hole. And now I have so much greater empathy for others. And now, because I am a living embodiment of self-mastery and healing, I can now help other people out of their holes of suffering, of their holes of unnecessary suffering, because I've walked the journey myself and Ivy gave me some tools, and those tools are really easy to show others. You know, this is how we spread the consciousness of healing and wellness and well-being. And it's necessary because we are in the Great Awakening and because we have to change in these ways. Not healing is not actually an option on the table. You know, we've been encouraged to think that it is the option. And it's not even an option, okay? So online also, you can access pastoral counseling. And also, guys, because I'm a ministry, everything over $75, you can have a tax-deductible receipt. Cool, right? That's a perk. That's a perk from getting your healing on with Ivy. I'm still offering religious exemptions from the jab. I don't know if there's like people that are still in need of that, but spread the word in case there are. Like I said, guys, I also do web design. So the whole website I've built, and I'm still building, because again, like I said, this website does have to be a pretty big thing. Like, it's also going to be basically like an online school and store. And and there's a great blog in there. Oh, there's even like my soulful like downloads and transmissions blogs of like literally the stuff that gets downloaded soulfully late at night through me over the last handful of years. Like, even that's in there. Like, there's so much goodness for you. Okay. Oh, also gemstone malas, like traditional gemstone malas. Some of you know that I've made malas for almost a decade now. But my best friend, girlfriend in Edmonton, she has like taken so deeply to like the sacred traditional mala making process. And it's like clear that that is her thing, the gemstones and the malas and like the all of it within that. And she is taking custom orders right now. We will eventually have a whole place on the website built out. We will have a store, like an online storefront for these gorgeous gemstone medicine malas. But anyways, she is open for custom orders. So email me if that is something that you are calling in, like a really, really sacred, grounding, gorgeous talisman, exactly the type of medicine that you are desiring uniquely for you at your unique part in your journey right now. Okay. So that's in there, but, sorry, going back to web design. General Electric. I worked a lot with General Electric years ago, and they taught me a lot of computer stuff. And it turns out that I've easily translated all of that to becoming a Squarespace web designer. So I am working on a website right now, which is really wonderful for a man with a holistic dreams in his heart of serving people, you know, spiritually. While right now his day job is actually working for NASA. So that's really interesting. So I'm absolutely loving building his website. Next on the list, I believe, is an incredible breathwork facilitator from British Columbia. I will be hopefully building her website very soon. But I'm building a waiting list. So if anybody is calling in, a very sacred functional portal, like a systematized portal that you can operate your holistic business, whatever that is. If you are calling in to have like your anchoring spot online that feels like you, that can offer your services, but in a really intelligent way to protect your own energy, to be very effective, to be very functional. If you're calling that in, I'd love to be your woman. For that would be great, because it's very, very enjoyable to build. And also we can build websites very quickly, you know, if you're ready in your mind and in your heart. Okay. Otherwise also on the website, sign up for the email list. Okay. Sign up. I haven't started sending emails yet, and I will never like spam you a bunch with them. Okay. But I am going to finally get those started. And through the website, you can also reach the YouTube channel. This podcast is uploaded to YouTube. It's also uploaded to BitChute and to Rumble. Okay. Because there's certain episodes that I know will be censored from YouTube. And I've already this is on a brand new YouTube channel now, guys, because the other channel had strikes against it because previous podcast episodes were censored because I talked about things that were real that they don't want you talking about. So anyways, things that might be censored won't get posted on YouTube. They'll get posted only to BitChute and Rumble. Okay. But all of the podcasts you can find on BitChute, Rumble, YouTube, most of the podcast apps. I might be getting back over to the Wisdom app again. I just got to get like back into that groove. Okay. And so what is coming up is website being built out. I'm finalizing now, and hopefully they're done by time this podcast is live, but my services pages and all the pages to learn about living medical grade water, also known as electrolyzed reduced water. Okay, so it is water that goes through an electrolysis process. This electrolysis process makes it medically functional water. And these medical grade machines actually make a number of different waters, from a pH of 2.5 to 6 to 7 to 8.5. 9.5, and also pH of 11.5. So each of these different pHs of water have different functions. They have different, they're used in different ways because they elicit different behaviors, from healing inside the body to external to the body to industrial uses. Like, it is really, really brilliant. So I'll be talking a lot about water in the next episodes. Again, though, when you purchase your water machine, because this is something that's going to be like in most everybody's household, this is going to be, you know, like when iPhones came out, I resisted for years because I was like, my phone just needs to make calls and make text messages. I don't want a phone that does anything other than what a phone needs to do. I just don't want it. I was that person for the longest time. Don't be like that with the water machine, okay? Because the water changes literally everything in you and about you. Don't be stubborn, okay? This, you guys can see directly behind me. You can't really see it. It's my colon hydrotherapy machine, right? So 12 years ago, I bought that. It's a medical device. I put a medical device in my home. What? You know how smart that was? That? The greatest return on the investment ever. Not only because I help people, but it has protected my health. my health, right? You guys know I went through topical steroid withdrawal. That isn't my health problem. That is a very long-term injury by drugs from doctors. That's that problem. But because I bought this medical device behind me and I use it religiously for 12 years now, I got no body problems. I got no health problems. My body weight is super stable. I never have to worry about anything health related. You know what that's like? Oh my God, even like, I know this isn't about weight, but having stable weight at my body's healthy place and not having to like the, you know, the crazy stuff that goes through our head about our bodies and our weight. Like when you have this machine, it helps to heal the internal wars that we have inside of us and helps heal everything in the body. Okay. So if you're calling in solutions, if you're like literally calling in a miracle, hit me up about the water. Okay. I do free half hour calls. If you want to just like talk about what this water can do for you, specific also to like your health, what's going on in your body, or you know, whatever you're curious about, I'm here to hold space for it. And I'm here to help you if this is the right thing for you. You know, I'm not a saleswoman. I'm just like literally here to help people. And again, though, you know, this is a medical device. This is medical sales. No matter what any rando out in social media says, Kangen machines are not an MLM. And we'll say that and say that again. It's so tired to keep saying this. It's not an MLM. They have a patented compensation structure. Just because they never wanted to use big advertisers. There's zero marketing budget in this 49-year-old Japanese company. They use what is called human-based marketing because they don't want things like the iPhone, right? The iPhone costs, what, $60 to make? And it's marked up 100% when it gets to the next hands, and then 100%, and then 100%, and then 100%. So us as consumers, we're paying all of this ridiculous markup again and again and again. Like pretty much the whole value of the phone is just markup, right? So if the water machine was sold like that, it would be a $15,000 medical device for the home. And who would be able to afford that? You know, so they do human-based marketing so that they can actually keep the price as small as possible, considering it's literally a medical device. Over 400 hospitals in the world actually run off of these medical devices, you know? So I just want to put that out there because I know a lot of people have questions about it. And I just need to say, no, it's not a damn MLM. And good for you for everybody that does MLMs. I'm not an MLM girl. Like, you know, I tried those things and it's not for me. It's not a business strategy that I want to do. I know that they're so great for people, but just everybody, the Kangen machine is not an MLM. The Kangen machine is not an MLM. The Kangen machine is not an MLM. It is a medical device sold as a medical device, direct sales. Okay. Okay, cool. So, is there anything else about business that I wanted to share with you? Things I'm gonna just keep creating. Okay. So coming up, you're also going to have the courses that I'm building. The Frenema course is going to be number one, getting that done as soon as possible. I'm just going to actually try to be like, just build these courses one after another so that you can purchase what you need of them, or you can even bundle them. Okay. And I'm going to be very soon announcing early bird pricing and giving you far more details of what is in the cleansing course, what you will learn, like just everything. And I'm going to make it so that it's like literally everything that you need, and not just like when you buy an enema kit, often it comes with instructions of like lay down on the floor and put water in it and put it up your butt and then poop. You know, and like for the actual journey of cleansing and healing, you want me there, like electronically holding your hand. But you know what I mean by that. You know, like it really is a journey where there is a lot of troubleshooting. There is a lot of questions that you don't expect to come up. And like, I'm so well experienced in this world, and especially in the feels and the sensations and what this is like from person to person to person, because everybody's body is so unique, because what you've been through is so unique. What you're polluted with is so unique to you. You know, your emotions are unique to you, your journey, your surgeries or your traumas, or, you know, all of it. Everybody's so unique. So this program is going to be great. Early bird pricing is going to be coming out real soon. Okay. So I guess that is most of that I have to talk about. And I do want you to keep tuning into the podcast. And again, This is the main podcast, Medicine Human. If you ever want to check out or share as a resource with others, my daughter podcast, which is Holy Sacred Shit, right? That is the collection of all of the holistic healing, cleansing, enema, water related episodes out of this main podcast. So that is just Holy Sacred Shit is a podcast that's very binge worthy, only health talks, really. This is a really good resource. So I want you guys to make sure that you're subscribed to that. And please share that with people. Share it because everybody's got healing. And again, most people are led in the wrong direction again and again and again. And we're trying to get people to where they want to be. Okay. And also with the orphanage in Uganda that I'll be working with, or that I am working with, that we're doing this with, the person that runs it, the person who has the vision, his name is Moses. He is going to be on the podcast soon. And I am absolutely overjoyed about this. And I'm so excited to share this with you. This is just one of all of the really great conscious conversations, the collaborations of minds and hearts that I will be bringing to you. Okay. Okay, cool. So enough about all of that. You hear me that there's been tons of changes. You hear me that there, all that silence that I went through was very, very necessary silence because, I mean, and I went through this whole process of like feeling so bad about it and feeling shame about it and feeling guilt about it and, you know, realizing how socially irresponsible I am because I don't get back to everybody's emails and text messages and everything. And like everybody that affected, I am sincerely sorry. And when I say sincerely sorry, I mean like truly, like I feel sorrow in my heart that I left people hanging. I absolutely feel sorrow about that. During COVID, it was like the perfect storm of childhood mutism stuff to come back. And as beautiful as it is to be in quite complete silence all the time, it's also really painful because it felt like my heart was so active and my mind was so active, but like the whole from my collarbones to the base of my tongue felt like it was made out of quicksand for months and months and months. And it meant that in my heart and in my mind, I replied to people again and again and again, but to actually get my fingers to do the typing and texting and, or to get my voice to actually connect and do the speaking, like it, I literally felt disabled. Like as if I was a paraplegic and you told me to run. I'm like, yeah, that's nice. That sounds nice. I can picture it. But I like just for some reason, I can't do it. I can't like it was a really interesting experience. So I do give a blanket apology, like a sincere, really, really sincere one to everybody that I virtually ghosted. I am sorry for this. I am sorry for this. And at the same time, it was really hard. It was to be swallowed in silence. Really beautiful, really hard. And now that I'm on this side of it, I also recognize, aside from it being very beautiful and very hard, I realize it was very necessary and that time in solitudinal care for myself and my soul and my mind and my nervous system and everything, that was a very required experience for me. And now that experience is over and I do kind of miss it and I do often want to go back to it, but now I'm the minister of this ministry and there isn't any going back because I'm here in service and that's what it is and that's what it's going to stay and it is what it is. So I will have to take days off in the future or like travel and take time to rest and recuperate, you know? But right now I'm in a place where I'm firing on all cylinders from the minute I wake up to the minute that I go to bed and it's perfect and I'm in perfect peace about it. So that's where I'm at personally, you know, with that right now. And that's why I'm coming back with all of this vigor and energy and passion. And it feels really good. So, So, you know, Kimberly and I, we had a shift in our friendship over about a year ago now, which, you know, that was a really big change for me because I was like lone wolfing it so hard and so long that, you know, this time came where it was like, I need somebody to do the things with, you know, I don't want to do this alone, anybody. I need somebody to do the things with, you know, and it was beautiful, the friendship that we cultivated. And we both recognized, I think, that we were figuring out, okay, well, who are we together as a team? And we both got to the place where it's like, you know, I need to walk my own path because this journey that so many of us are on right now is a journey of knowing who we are, you know, individually as embodiments of God, as souls that are here. You know, what is the work that I'm really authentically here to do through me? And in the pairing that we were, it felt as though we were both trying to figure out how do we show up as together when really the journey for each of us needed to be like going inside and like, who am I? What am I here for? So that led us in opposite paths. That just led us apart and we embraced it. So, you know, Kimberly, I wish you well in everything that you are doing and everything that you are being and becoming and healing and everything. And I'm sure that there are likewise feelings towards me. And you know, the journey of life keeps continuing. But what else can I tell you that's been significant for me over this last year since we all like really talked much more? I guess I'll share. And you know, actually I've recorded a couple like welcome back podcasts over the last like 10 months and just, I didn't want to post any of them. You know, it almost felt like I was doing it to just practice doing it again, but I was sharing before I was like really wanting to be sharing. Cause now, right, God has me just firing on all cylinders because the quiet time is over and here I am now. So I am here in service and I'm doing the thing because I'm supposed to do the thing. And I keep removing my personality and my ego from it. And it's like, Ivy, just get in front of your microphone and do the thing so that he can talk through you. Okay, let's just do it. So that's what I'm doing. But yeah, over this last year, if I can like really honestly say that COVID was hard. You know, it was hard for all of us for different reasons, depending on what our life was like, what our job was like, what, you know, what country we're living in or what province or state we're living in, you know, do we have little ones, blah, 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 you know, and I recognized that I was in a place where, you know, I shut down my business. Like I was in a place where I think God needed me to be in solitude. But that being said, right, I got stuck in a lot of silence, and a lot of isolation, not like fear about COVID, you know, like, of course, guys, I'm not jabbed. I never even took a single test because I refused. I do have a medical exemption because I stick to my guns and I'm aware about what contraindications really are. And most everybody has a contraindication to this. So, you know, I went to a doctor that I know and I spoke to that. However, when I was given my medical exemption, I was told by the doctor not to tell anybody. And I would just like to say, and I'm sure that doctor is not listening to this, but I would just really like to say that that's really unintegral. When you take an oath to help people and do no harm, that's really unintegral. But anyways, I was happy that I got my medical exemption because, you know, I needed to be able to cross the border. Anyways, though, you know, I went 3 years without seeing my family. Guys, I'm an only child. That was really hard. That was so tremendously hard. So to be in, you know, years of silence, I mean, not years of silence, but quite years of silence, and to be so far away from anybody that carries my DNA and my blood, to be so far away from anybody that actually loves me unconditionally, to be so far away from them while my dad went through something tremendously hard and long, and I wasn't there for it. My mother went through some very hard things. My grandmother, like, you know, to be so far away and travel being so crazy and not being willing to get jabbed and, you know, all of those things, it was very uncomfortable and it was very, oh, like, the story of COVID for me was really experiencing deep, deep sadness, deep, deep sadness. Like the only way I could put it is my sadness could have drowned an ocean. Yeah. So that's a lot of what these last years have felt like for me, you know, really, I could almost say like a deep depression, but you know, my relationship with soul and God keep me from being in a deep depression because that bond and that more of like a bird's eye view, looking down, witnessing the human journey and seeing that there is beauty and gifts in all of this. There's all of this part of the human experience, as icky and as uncomfortable as it is, it provides so much value to the soul. And so much value to the ability to feel and the ability to be empathetic, to be empathic, to really truly cultivate like deep compassion and deep desire to be of service every day. That is what has been born out of these last few years of isolation and silence and deep, tremendous sadness. Oh, so you hear that I'm you hear that, I feel the feels, right? But I want to share this with you. I want to share this with you because it's come to a place where, you know, I'm well to share. And again, I'm here firing on all 10 cylinders and in perfect peace about it. And I just want to, you know, share with you guys that while those of you who had tried to get in touch with me over the last years, and, you know, I'm sorry that I wasn't communicative, but I was just pulling off deep layers of that dark night of the soul onion. You know, it is not a one-time thing, guys. You keep spiraling forward and circling back into dark night of the soul, at least for me. But again, there's so much gift in all of it that I am at perfect peace with it. I also want to give a shout out to my bestie, Kenneth Patrick Cantrill. I want to share some of his resources with you guys at some point. He was a really important best friend of mine, like soul best soul friend ever. And we go back all the way to 2002, and we had many significant life situations together as we like kind of like met and parted and met and parted and met and parted over the last 20 years. And that was a really interesting experiences and rewarding experiences. And he was somebody that absolutely transformed his life while in the prison system to become like a motivational speaker and an advocate and a wellness advocate and a detoxification advocate and also detoxification for recovering addicts. And like we had such big plans. We had such big plans to help, especially recovering addicts in North America. And so those plans are still going forward. However, also with my dearest girlfriend in Edmonton, we have big plans to help recovering addicts. So if this touches your heart in some way, please reach out to us. But sorry, where I'm going with that is that my dear friend Kenny, he passed away almost 3 years ago from an overdose. And maybe this isn't ready to be shared, but it's being shared anyways. That was really, really hard, and I've experienced tremendous grief. Tremendous grief since then. And honestly, I'm still grieving and still moving through that. And yeah, I just want to say to everybody that like, life is short. Tell everybody you love them. May we be so kind to ourselves and be kind to one another. And may we truly prioritize the people that mean a lot to us. May we relinquish our busyness so that we can truly be here for one and another, you know, as brothers and sisters on this path. And that's another reason why I'm just firing on all 10 cylinders now, being in service, because through a lot of these harder life lessons over the last few years, you know, I recognize what actually matters, and that with our energy and with our consciousness and with our sacred will, we are able to do so much good in this world. And when I recognize that, right, this is just, you know, from my own personal story, when I recognize this, and I hope by me sharing about me that it helps you learn about you, but when I recognize this, it's like, okay, who am I not to do this? You know, I know a lot of us, even those that are entrepreneurs, you know, we get kind of lost in the sauce of it all. And we get kind of, you know, unmotivated sometimes or overwhelmed or whatever it is. But this is another reason why I really want to suggest and encourage everybody to lean into that humanitarian vision in your heart. Because when you start actually having a humanitarian project on the side that you are just doing because it is the right thing to do, then it's like that becomes the reason that you get up every day if you need a reason. You know, when you're not feeling it, that becomes your reason to not stop. That becomes the reason to keep going and keep growing and keep helping and keep supporting and keep doing the things that you are here to do. So I hope that kind of let you guys into a lot of the feels that I've been working through. I hope you can see how I've been quiet for the reasons that are really important for me, because I've been going through some of the harder stuff about being a human. And at the same time, oh my goodness, like experiencing grief like this, It's really helped me become more deeply compassionate, and especially to those who have lost people that really matter to them, you know, like, And also, I think, like, during this process of COVID and how many people that we've lost and are losing because of jabby, 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 jab. I say it that many times because hopefully it doesn't get censored. I don't know. But, you know, I really think that when more people begin to recognize what has truly happened, when we're deeper into the aftermath of these last years and the consequences of, you know, taking the jab and whatnot, I think that we're going to have a lot of deep, deep grieving societally to experience. And so in that way, like, for all of this grief, I'm thankful for this grief. I'm thankful. It's just, it's hard. Oh, okay. And so otherwise, in the last year, what's really happened? My mom came and visited me last April, and I hadn't seen her in almost 3 years. And that was just, oh my God. Oh my God. That was so marvelous to be with my mom. I'm just like, I'm so grateful that I've had these experiences, especially with, you know, everything that just unfolds with families over the years. And then last September, and then again in October, I took two trips back to Canada. I took two trips back to Edmonton, Alberta to see my family. And it felt like the hero's journey going home. You know, it was exactly 3 years since I had seen my grandmothers, my father, just to be with my own family again and to use my energy to generate as much energy for others as I could. So everybody that I was with, you know, I was just in that mode of being as pleasant and as exuberant and as loving and as problem solving as I could be for them. Whether it was helping my grandma or my dad with home renovations or, you know, helping my mom or cooking, or it was just so beautiful and brilliant to go back. And with every minute of my day, being able to say to my family, like, what can I do? Like, I love you so much. What can I do? Oh, golly, guys. It's so good to be back with you all. And it feels so good to share. And I did not expect to have this much emotion while reflecting on my own journey. But this is what is real, right? This is what is really, really real and, I guess, palpable for me right now. But it was just such an incredible experience to go back, because, you know, with the situation, you guys had heard what it was like in Canada. Canada was insane, in fucking sane over these last years. You know, Justin Trudeau, you can go eat a sack of dicks. Oh God, I'm so happy I just said that. Oh, I'm just so happy I just said that into the internet. Okay. So, but to go back and make that journey back home, when, you know, so many times in the isolation of COVID and in like that deep sadness and in deep prayer, I did not know if I would get to see any of those family members alive again for whatever reason. You know, there's reasons for each person why I say that, but I really didn't know if I would be given this gift, and that I was given the gift of spending that time with my family. Like, that just, it brought me back to life. It's like, it set me on fire. It put such a good fire underneath my butt, like me having so much clarity. And also, I used to have really bad feelings about Edmonton, like just as a city in general. We used to call it Deadmonton. I had like all of this aversion to it and cognitive dissonance about it. And going back, I fell in love with Edmonton, Alberta, Canada again. Like, I'm so excited when, and hopefully this is in the next year. My intention is that this is in the next year that I can actually start living like half time in Canada and half time in, you know, different places in America, and doing way more travel and really live that life between two countries. Cause I've been here solid in America for a lot of years. And like, I gotta be able to be with my family. You know, my family's aging and I'm a primary support system for them. So, yeah, that was absolutely incredible. What else is huge over this last year? You guys, right now I am 48 months out of topical steroid withdrawal. So, I did experience like 20 years, 18 years ish of topical steroid withdrawal previously in my life. It was always misdiagnosed and then medicated further with more steroids, because doctors are all real smart. It turns out they're really good at knowing side effects, I guess. I hope you can hear my deep, deep sarcasm to a lot of the professional medical supposed experts that I was under their care for many years. They all did me really, really wrong. And as a practitioner, I see how they do so many people wrong. And I know that not all doctors fall into this category. I know that there are some actually wise and intelligent and really good-hearted, truly integral doctors out there. But I would just like to say that the majority that I have ever worked with, which is a lot of them, because I was sick for a lot of years, I would say that it is professional buffoonery. And I'm going to actually do a whole episode on that coming up soon. And you only listen to that if you really, really want to. Okay. But like, I feel very, very called to say what in many ways needs to be said and what some people need to hear. So that will be coming up. And again, like, you know, my own maturation process to get to this point of being like, hey, Ivy's personality is out of this, just, you know, a vessel of what needs to come through. And whatever needs to be said, I'm a say. Whatever needs to be created, I'm a create. And I'm here and I love you guys. Okay, so topical steroid withdrawal. 48 months ago, after I completely healed the first time at a topical steroid withdrawal, I thought that it was cancer. They told me that it was likely non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And so I thought that I had healed from cancer. Okay. But it was just topical steroid withdrawal that works its course over time anyways. So I used steroids again 4 years ago, not knowing that that was what caused the very, 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 very long hellish experience that I had previously had. So the hellish experience started again 4 years ago, and it was extremely frightening and bewildering because I saw myself slowly seep back into this hell that I had taken so long to get out of, and I didn't know what it was. So over this last 4 years, you guys know that I've done some interviews with topical steroid related community. I've shared lots on the subject. Well, now I'm going to say I'm like 98-99% healed out of it. And the biggest change happened over this last year with it. So let me give you like the quick version of it. And the quick version of it is that my mom came and visited last April. And what that did for me energetically was huge. Again, like being with my mom. Mom. Oh. Like being with my mom, and while she was here, I tried using like a natural hair oil, like one that I bought, like all natural, all good, right? And my whole face like flared up, like swelled up, like huge rashes, swollen eyes, like while she was here. So I went into such a topical steroid withdrawal flare that ended up going all over my whole body. And you know, I'd already been in topical steroid withdrawal for like 3 years at this point, but I hadn't seen my family in 3 years because of COVID. So my mom never got to actually witness what I'd be like telling her over the phone, because I'd be sharing my experience with her. And, you know, the experience was so uncomfortable. And so my mom was actually finally, she was here. She witnessed me. And there was something about being witnessed by my mother that was a game changer energetically for me, for her to like see me and be like, oh my God. And then I also think from her recognizing that is as good of a great mother she was my whole childhood, to see that I was being medically harmed all these times when she thought that taking me to the doctor was the good thing to do, was the best thing to do. You know, I would have been better off not having free healthcare in Canada and not being able to go to the doctor, because the doctors are a large part of the trajectory of my health and why I had years and years worth of suffering and problems and further medications that created further suffering and problems. You know, it's for me now, it's so clear to see what people go through and why they go through what they do. And yeah. So anyways, having my mother here, and then also like my skin was so sensitive over like the previous 3 summers that if I was even like in the sun for a moment of direct sunlight, within about 4 to 5 days later, my whole body would just go through this horrific flare. Like, so I was so photosensitive. You know, that the sun is such a healing device, not that I can call it a device, but it is, sunlight is so healing and purifying for the body and healing for the body through the skin. But my skin was so damaged that I could not utilize sunlight because it actually made everything worse. So last year, when my mom was here, I actually started gardening. So I started getting my feet in the earth and in the soil and my hands in the soil and actually getting small amounts of sun on my skin. And like I told you, I started making my own balms and they've got non-nano zinc in them. So my own balms actually started protecting my skin and allowed me to be in the sun. And then so once my skin started just slightly tolerating the sun started super duper healing my skin. So finally, I was able to slowly work my way into like sunbathing and actually being in the sun and actually having a tan for like the first time in 3 years, 4 years. And for me, that's so huge because when I was going through topical steroid withdrawal, I am like ghostly white all the time because like my skin has not seen the sun in years. And it's like the skin needs, literally needs the sun for certain physiological processes to happen. Like you can kind of survive without it, but not well. So to be able to actually like feel the sun on my skin and like growing up, I always had a tan. Like I feel best with a tan, not saying that from like a cosmetic place, but like I'm a sun baby. Like when I feel like myself, when my skin's darker, I feel like myself when I can feel that sunlight like permeating through my skin, when I can feel what the mitochondria does in the body, when you're in direct sunlight, like the glory of being able to be in the sun was so magnificent. Please never, ever, ever take the sun for granted. And also don't think that the sun is dangerous. For everybody out there that's so worried about the sun, if you actually make yourself healthy and eat properly without eating all these inflammatory seed oils and artificial ingredients, the sun starts healing your skin. The only reason why people actually have problems with like having sunlight on their skin. And yes, of course, you know, having sunlight on the skin does age the skin in ways. But when we're talking about actual health problems from being in the sun, if you actually get yourself healthy, the sun can operate and function in the skin as it is literally intended to. Okay. We're the body knows what to do. It's all of these artificial backwards things that go against natural law that screw us up. And then the body starts having problems. You know, it's always because we are out of alignment with natural law when the body starts having problems. So bringing ourselves back into balance with natural laws is what needs to happen. But anyways, so my skin started healing. I started getting sun on it. I started getting lots of sun in it. I got in the dirt so much. My skin was able to sweat again, which was amazing. My temperature regulation like got back to much closer to normal, which is great because when you're going through topical steroid withdrawal, you're constantly freezing and then instantly you're overheating and then you're freezing and you're overheating because what we don't recognize is that the skin actually is what regulates our temperature in our body. Like the skin is so brilliant and to have a whole skin organ screwed up is just... it sucks. So anyways, I went through tremendous healing and then it was last May. So this was like last April and into May and then like May and into June, I started using the plasma pen fibroblast technique and treatment on my face and on my neck. And as soon as I did that, because I was saying earlier in this episode that that actually refortifies and rehabilitates the skin as an organ so that it can literally function properly. I used the plasma pen on my entire face and neck and that right there, the flares stopped. Like me using that technique instead of it's a beauty technique. I mean, honestly, it did do the beauty technique. You know, like it did do the wonderful, wonderful things that people get it done for cosmetic reasons. And my face stopped flaring. My face stopped oozing and weeping. My face stopped getting rashes. Just like that. And also I had like this big growth right on my eyelid, like on my lash line. And I completely removed that. And that's really nice too. But anyways, like doing that technique on my skin, it was a game changer. So like last summer, I was living a miracle. I had seen my mom and suddenly like I can be in my skin again. It is not hell to be in my body. I can actually be in the sunlight. Like seeing myself in the mirror with a tan, I was just like, what? Like, who is this? Oh my God, this is a miracle. So the whole last summer and then into the fall with seeing my family, like I was just living through what felt like a miracle for me. You know, nothing was perfect, but it was a miracle for me. And that was really moving, and that was really rewarding. And it was really, like I said, invigorating and bringing me back to life. And now, you know, at this stage of healing topical steroid withdrawal, I'm quite very, very healed. I still get a little bit like itchy on my neck and on my arms, but I'm going to use the plasma pen more over these next weeks. And I will be documenting it all here on the YouTube channel. So you're going to want to check in on that, because it is very interesting and very, very cool what it can do. And also, there's people that do plasma pen fibroblast technique all over America. So if this is something that you want done for whatever reason, I do amazing professionally at this, and I offer it now as a service, obviously. Guys, I'm trained and I'm certified, of course, okay? But you can find practitioners all over the place doing this, which is great. They do it at like so many spas, medical spas, surgical arts, things like that. Those are the types of places that have this. However, you know, when I do this, I come at this actually, right? I'm not an esthetician. I'm a holistic healer. So I come at this from the place of healing and using this as a tool to deeply heal and rehabilitate skin. And actually, like, I really, really love doing this. I feel like I am a seamstress for your skin, and yeah, helping people feel really comfortable and at home in their bodies with this technique is great. But anyways, yeah, so I am very, very much more healed. You know, I still have days where my skin isn't ideal, but also the medical grade living water, using it topically on my skin, using the pH of 2.5, which is also known as hypochlorous acid. It is like the strongest sanitizing agent, but it's perfectly safe for the most sensitive of skin. It's like I spray it into my eyeballs, literally. But it's also a wound healing agent. So using this water topically on my skin multiple times every day, and it has been an absolute game changer. And guys, like, my acne is even completely gone from the combination of plasma pen and microneedling at home, which you can do at home, and having medical grade water, like absolute game changers. So it feels really good to feel more alive in my body again. And I really want to help other people feel more alive in their body. And also, for anybody that's listening that's going through topical steroid withdrawal, I just got to tell you that I got away, because I've healed through topical steroid withdrawal twice now. I know that it's completely healable. And a lot of the people in the topical steroid community that also were, you know, started going through it about 48 months ago, like, so same timing as me. Now, most of those people are still really deep in it, still very, very deep in it. The way that I go through topical steroid withdrawal, it expedites the healing process. I'm already pretty much completely out of it. I'm living what I would call a normal life again. And so if anybody's got the really big skin challenges, you know, or the topical steroid withdrawal, I really, really, really want to help you get through it faster by doing the things that I did. And the first time I healed through it even faster because I was so dedicated. Because again, I thought I was healing cancer. Okay. So that was the time that I got through it fastest. This time through it, it was longer and slower. I think probably because I'm a bit older and I was angry because I realized what I was actually going through and how unnecessary it was. Yeah. So I would love to help people through. I also feel like I am going to make a short program on how I have healed topical steroid withdrawal, and I'm going to make that program, and I'm going to make that program free. Okay. I'm going to build that for free, because all of the people that are going through this have suffered so freaking much. You have lost so many years of your life for no good reason at all. And you have suffered through absolute hell, you know, a condition that is pretty much worse than almost any disease possible. You know, there's no reason that you should have to pay for help. You know, you've probably paid to be put in this horrible condition. So I want to create a method of you to get out of it as fast as possible. And I want to give it to you for free. Okay. So that's for everybody that is going through topical steroid withdrawal. Yeah. Okay. So that's coming, and I'm healing. Is there anything else that's been huge over this last year? I mean, you know, just truly working a lot as a businesswoman, working a lot to heal and resolve my own codependent tendencies and behaviors. I've really, really come into myself. I'm getting older, but aren't we all? I'm becoming older. And you know what? I really love it. I really, really, really love it. So for anybody out there that is also becoming older, congratulations. I know there's a lot of wisdom with it. You know, it's very beautiful that we are on the journey of becoming elders. And so just for all of you out there that are fighting the good fight and peace in the good peace and aging and getting older, I commend you. Let's do it with grace. Let's do it with integrity. Let's do it with reverence. Let's become the young elders that this world truly deserves and that this world truly needs, and that the people who are still waking up and the people who are younger than us, let's be really good role models. Let's actually kick ass and do good things. And yeah. Okay. Now I feel like I'm rambling. But I think that's most of what I wanted to share with you guys. You know, there's a lot that I want to accomplish in 2023. Again, these are not like my own dreams and goals. These are just what I know that I'm here to facilitate and to project manage his work and to help other people embody themselves in the fullest, most healed ways possible. And again, I'm here to help other people realize their goals and the ways that they are here to be of service to the whole. Okay, so that's pretty much everything that I wanted to share today. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning into another episode. I hope that there's somehow goodness in this for you. And I always invite you to reach out to me. Okay. Current contact information is always going to be in the show notes. You can always contact me through the website. It's great if you want to talk about your health or even about water to please use the show notes and actually just book a free call with me. That is the very, 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 very best way that you can get connected with me is just like book a free call so that boom, you are in my calendar. I will call you or we can have a little video chat at the time that you pick. But that's the best way to get in touch. Okay. So sending you all so much love always. Please tune into the next episode because again, it's a really important conversation about health. Since again, it's been a long time since I've actually talked about health here on an episode. And there's really good things coming. And if you already know that you want to have the programs that are coming out over the next 4 months, hit me up. And you can have early bird pricing right now. Okay, so hit me up. But I will be announcing that really, really soon. So sending you all so much love. Please remember to drink your water. Please remember to eat more raw fruits and vegetables because the way that they rehabilitate the body is so necessary for so many of us. Okay, they're full of living water, nutrients, fiber, so much good stuff. So like, please eat your fruits and veggies. Drink your water, make sure you're getting your sleep, and let's be kind to ourselves and let's be kind to one another, okay? And let us keep doing the internal work and listening to that voice, the voice that comes through our heart. And remember that getting quiet with yourself, even if only for a few minutes a day, if that's all that you got, having a few moments of quiet and solitude is very multidimensionally necessary for our integration, for our sight, and for our healing. Okay. So anyways, until the next episode, I love you all so much and I'll see you soon.